But there are many events and objects that we haven't done that are sort of done not even as an art. Like, I think there's sometimes they just sold like gags. I found one box that probably is from 1920s.
What exactly is flux, George?
It says on the top, for the man who has nothing. Then when you open the box, it's just smooth. There is no hollow, you know, like two blocks of wood. And then it says inside, and here is the place to keep it in, and the nothing. And it's like there's absolutely no void inside the box. That would be a true flux object.
That's a beautiful.
So you got, Nice was about your first
Yes, then, well, then there's like Ben Wattier was very active, and he still is. He had a piece which he has done in Nice, and then we repeated it up here again. What he did in Nice, he took, chartered a bus, filled it up with people, and then took them up on a mountain, like a couple miles from the city. And then when they all got off the bus, he quickly came back with an empty bus. So they had to walk all the way back. It took them like 4 hours. Then we thought, we'll do that in New York. And they had some show where Ben was participating in Guggenheim Museum. So the museum provided us with a bus, and they thought we'll just tour the city or something. So we thought, all right, it was midnight, and the fall in November was sort of drizzly night too. And we thought, we'll go to the middle of the Bear Mountains, which is, you know, neither of us knew about Bear Mountains. And then we started to drive and on, we saw that was a very big forest. If we leave those people in there, they may be freeze to death or something. So then we sort of had to improvise quickly some solution which wouldn't be so harsh. And we had all the people come out of the bus, and I gave everybody a flashlight. Then we said, now we're going to go up the little hill there to have like a picnic or some games, like 2 o'clock in the morning. And well, okay, they all following. A little suspicious, but you know, as long as we're around, they figure it's okay, because you know, we're with them. And meanwhile, I told the bus driver to drive like a half a mile to a different spot on the road and wait for us there. Right. Now we went up to the little hill, and I say, well, for the next piece, now I have to collect all the flashlights. So I collected the flashlights and I run off. So now they have to find their way through the dark to the spot where they thought the bus was, but then bus meanwhile had moved, so it took them a couple hours to get the bus.
Did you lose some friends that night?
No, actually, there were no friends in that bus, they were the strangers.
Oh, I see.
But probably they would never buy our objects.
No, not.
We had planned to do a big festival in San Gimignano in Italy, which is a very well preserved, like 14th, 15th century town near Siena, where they still have all the towers that originally all the towns had, or like 30 or 40 towers. So we thought we would do a piece specially for that city, for the town, using the towers. Oh. Like spin a giant spider web between the towers by, you know, shooting rope with arrows, or throwing down all kinds of noisemakers with parachutes from different towers. Like alarm clocks or sirens or whatever. And also they have an interesting wall all around the town with two gates, rather high wall. So on completion of the festival, we were going to, as we leave, we would lock them in. So that instead of being locked out, they would be all locked in their town.
Did this come off?
Just the two gates. No, they all, when they saw our program,
they weren't.
they chickened out. But we may still do. We like to do for each different city an event that fits the city, that there's some peculiarity in the city.
I see.
So, like for instance, here in Seattle, we plan to do a a bus event, since the bus system is so well organized here. Well, I thought, you know, that would be like a compliment for the city to do a special event for the bus. And the idea was to, originally, the idea was to, like, use the transfer system in such a way, in zigzag fashion, that you almost get in and get off the next stop and transfer to the next line and then off again.
Okay.
So that you can almost use up the whole bus system, not the, all the routes, but all the numbers of the buses.
I see.
But then I found out that there is sometimes a lot of waiting. Like 15 minutes, that would take like all week, maybe.
Right.
So I thought, well, the next best thing was to use this magic carpet system and just go back and forward, you know, like in a circle.
Okay.
Keep switching for a whole day, but not just passengers, but we'll say like 8 of us, and each with very giant package, like a big carton or a mattress or an umbrella that you cannot close, or a long tube, or a big painting, or something like that. And then we just keep coming in and out, so that eventually the drivers would see us, you know, like maybe an hour or two later, he would see the same group of people with the big packages coming in again.
Yeah.
But it was raining that day, and nobody showed up,
nobody showed up.
The tour didn't go off.
Okay.
Was bad luck with the rain.
Well, there was one other original piece that we'll talk about later. I hope that wasn't considered a compliment to the city. The toilet piece, which we'll...
Oh, well.